Manx Radio Sport.
Longridge back in possession here, chasing that is Homson Smith. Can't get there ahead of Gerrard. Into the path of Dan Hattersley, around 35 yards out, moving out to the right-hand side here. Got options further forward. Callum Sherry to his right. Hattersley, he's going to clip that into the box. Sean Dawes header and over the top of the crossbar. Way over the top, and he had a bit of space. The FC Alamann captain, Dan Hattersley, was forced out to the right-hand side. Had the overlapping run of Callum Sherry as an option. Chose not to use it, but just clipped it all the way into the six-yard box. And there was Sean Dawes between the two centre-halves and could only direct his header over the crossbar. Short pass of field, Cal Watson gets between the lines, moves it out to the left-hand side for Jacob Crook. He's been caught on the ball, deflected into the path of Scott Harries with a bit of room to run at the FC Alamann defence on this left-hand side. Harries goes out to left flank here for Diakite Tanu on the left edge of the box, turns inside, right foot, goes for goal, saved by Killier. Harries on the rebound, and Longridge Town have opened the scoring here. The flag stays down, FC Alamann 0, Longridge Town 1, and their control of possession in these opening 16 to 17 minutes has paid off. Jacob Crook loses on the left hand side. It's deflected infield to Scott Harries, who moved the ball out to the left flank. Diakite Tanu got it onto his right foot on the edge of the box, smashed it at goal. Adam Killier got his body behind him but couldn't hold on to it, could only rebound it into the path of Scott Harries, who just poked home into an empty net. Clips it over the top of the fence, looking for Sean Doyle here. It's just beyond him, allows Will Kitchen to rush out from his goal mouth and comfortably collect. Once again, Longridge Town back underway quickly. Moses Yoke on this right hand side switches it from right to left with a beautiful sweeping ball out to Diakite Tanu, who feeds the overlapping run of Ryan McLean on this left hand side. This would be some move to finish off. They can get it across goal, and it is in the back of the net. Final touch off an FC Alamann player, and although maybe fortuitous with the final touch, there was no fortune about a brilliant sweeping counter-attack from Longridge Town. FC Alamann 0, Longridge Town 2. All started out on this right-hand side. Moses Yoke with a brilliant switch ball from right to left. Diakite Tanu on the left-hand side found the overlapping run of Ryan McLean, left edge of the box. He smashed it across the penalty area. It looks like the final touch came off an FC Alamann boot 6 yards out. And Longridge Town, after what has been a brilliant 20 minutes or so for them in the space of a couple of minutes, have really put themselves in the driving seat now. FC Alamann 0, Longridge Town 2, Tony.
What a move that was down the left-hand side, and it was just the way he just went across it. He pulled it back and then he went again, and it just caught out Callum Sherry. And then when the ball was played in, there's that many bodies in there, Rob, we're not too sure who scored it, but you know, great move down that left hand side, good vision.
An FC Alamann goal kick here, and that is the final action of what has been, from FC Alamann's perspective, a very disappointing first half indeed. FC Alamann 0, Longridge Town 2, in a half that the visitors have dominated and are full value for their lead at the moment. And poked out of play for an FC Alamann throw-in on the left-hand side. But that's the sort of run that we haven't seen from Cal Watson a little bit, Tony. That sort of marauding run forward, and did make up some good ground for FC Alamann there.
Yeah, that's fine. He did well. He picked it up and he went for it. And, you know, FC Alamann.
Crook's ball into the box. That's from Sean Dawes with a header down and in. It's game on. FC Alamann 1, Longridge Town 2. And it's Sean Doyle on his 30th appearance of the season, who gets FC Alamann back into the contest. They've looked far more lively in these opening few minutes of the second period. Throwing on the left to the feet of Jacob Crook on the left edge of the box. Clipped in and 6 yards out. Sean Doyle made no mistake. Knocked it down between the legs of Longridge Town goalkeeper Will Kitchen and bobbled into the back of the net. And just over 9 minutes gone in this second period. It's game on, Tony. FC Alamann 1, Longridge Town 2.
Definitely. And, you know, since the start of the second half, they just haven't looked right, Longridge Town, have they? So I don't know what's gone on in there. Putting themselves under pressure, and we're finding spaces now, and we're passing the ball.
The referee just having a word, I think, with Will Kitchen here, just to get the game moving. Remember, Longridge Town still leading by 2-1. They led 2-0 at half-time, courtesy of Scott Harries and an FC Alamann own goal. Will Kitchen, oh, he's been close down on the edge of his line here. Danny Joel again there. Hattersley off the crossbar. Back to Hattersley again, and in on the rebound. It's 2-2. We're all square of the ball. FC Alamann 2, Longridge Town 2. Longridge Town players are protesting. No decision forthcoming, and it's Dan Hattersley with his first goal for FC Alamann. Well, he missed seconds before. He missed a huge opportunity. They tried to play it short from the goal kick. FC Alamann swarmed numbers forward. Will Kitchen's pass picked up by Danny Gerrard into the back of the Hattersley. Smash on a goal, rattled the underside of the crossbar. It came out to Hattersley again. And on the half volley, he just placed the ball into Will Kitchen's bottom right-hand corner. Longridge Town making their own problems there. And after having a 2-0 lead at half-time, we are all square here, Tony. 2-2.
Totally different setup, isn't it, in this second half. What a great... they deserved it, FC Alamann. Good chance of goal. Well done to Dan Hattersley. first goal since coming back in for the team. And the first one blocked, but the second one, no chance. And amazing this turnaround in this second half.
Over the top of the defence, looks for Callum Sherry. Flag stays down, at least for the moment, as Callum Sherry gets to the byline to keep it in play, and he can't quite recover as Luke Smith, or Ryan McLean gets into clear. Callum Sherry was late with the challenge, though, and it's a straight red card. FC Alamann are down to 10 men here. Callum Sherry, straight red card for that challenge. Well, Sherry, he managed to keep it in play down by the corner flag, sliding in. Loose ball, though, Ryan McLean went back into clear, and he was clipped by Callum Sherry on the way through, and the referee, Ethan Murray, has adjudged that it was a reckless challenge from Callum Sherry. Doesn't seem to be too much protest from Sherry himself. But Ryan McLean has stayed down here. And FC Alamann, Tony, after all the work to get level, now find themselves down to 10 men.
What a shame that is, because he just sort of swung the leg around. I thought to clear the ball, not intent to impose anything on the player. But the player's gone down, and Callum Sherry's got his marching orders.
Clips it into the penalty area. Looks at the back post. Phil Kelly heads back down. Moses Yoke can calmly clear as far as Carl Watson, around 35 yards out. Clip back into the box. Will Kitchen is there to punch clear to the edge of his area. Furo Davies brings that back down to the left edge of the box. Whitley up against his marker. Looks over the goalkeeper and in! Was it a cross? Was it a shot? He will not care! The shirt is off and FC Alamann lead in second half stoppage time. FC Alamann 3, Longridge Town 2. The visitors don't clear their lines. Whitley, left edge of the box, shifted it onto his weaker right foot. It looked like a lofted cross, but it's ended up just sailing over Will Kitchen, who was rooted to the spot and in off the goalkeeper's left-hand post. Did he mean it? Does he care? Probably not. The shirt was off, and Steve Whitley has scored what could prove to be a vital goal. FC Alamann, they've worked so hard to get back into the game, and now, despite being down to 10 men, they lead, Tony, in the second half stoppage time. FC Alamann 3, Longridge Town 2.
Knowing Steve Whitley, he meant that one, and what a tremendous finish that was, with this unfavoured right foot, and he just floated it in. Goalkeeper beaten, rattled into the corner of it. Let's not forget, FC Alamann are down to 10. Incredible.
Did we get confirmation that Steve Whitley had been booked for his celebration for taking his shirt off?
I think he did, yeah. I noticed the referee go over to him, and it's the rules.
But they're still piling forward. Here's McGovern, Longridge Town, to the right edge of the box. Marshall cuts inside onto his left foot. There's Mithun over the top of the bar. What a chance! What a chance for the visitors. Luke Smith headed his hands for a moment, then resets. Mitchell Marshall on the right. He whizzed it across from the right edge of the box. Coasting in unmarked was Luke Smith. He caught it brilliantly, right-footed, side-footed it, but over the crossbar, Tony. How has that stayed out?
I don't know. It's just the excitement of it all, but it was a good ball in, and I just thought, he's going to finish this one. You can see the support for FC Alamann. Their hearts just dropped, but when it went over the top, they go again.
McLean, Gallagher Allinson, the centre-back, charging forward to the left edge of the box here. Owen Sherrod just trying to wrestle him away from the ball. And indeed he does so, and that is that. What a second half comeback from FC Alamann. Full time here, FC Alamann 3, Longridge Town 2. Manx Radio Sport.